right, random thought. And I know you are a dating app kind of guy. There's a new app out or on the way. And I wonder whether you would use it or not. If it only allowed you to search, connect, and find love one day a week. Mm. So there's this app called Thursday, right? And basically, it's just as its name says, every Thursday, it allows you to see matches, match with people, connect with people. But at 11:59:59, 1 second after that, it shuts down for the week. So it's only good for one day. And their whole thought process is that it will force people to connect. So it kind of makes you want to connect. You've been in on multiple dating apps. And it seems like you like to connect more than just on the app and actually reach out to people and text them and talk to them. Is this something that you think can actually work?
I think so. I like the idea because it forces people to actually have to use it. Because you can message with each other, I guess, exchange numbers. And that way, when the app's over, you can still talk. You don't have to like meet on Thursday. But right. It does encourage you to like get the engagement going. Because I think that's the challenge with some of these dating apps now. It's, you know, the you take Bumble, for example, where the women has to talk first. So if y'all match, they have to communicate first. And you'll see a lot where that you match, but then she never says anything and it goes away within 24 hours. So where in this case, on this Thursday app, if you match, you're going to like want to talk quickly. I like the idea. I'm curious to see how it goes. I noticed they're only doing it in London and NYC. So I'm curious. Excuse me. I'm curious to see how it goes. But I would like it if it gets people to hurry up and start talking and stop all this bullshit messaging back and forth. Great.
Or it can increase weekend tourism back in New York City. He's like, well, if I get it on Thursday and I can log it on the app and, hey, it's time for a hell of a weekend.
Damn right, right? It could. But yeah, I mean, that's the challenge with just dating apps. It's just trying to get people to actually talk and connect. And I think a lot of people are on the apps just because. But they're not really serious about trying to find something, you know? So
if you're not serious about finding something, I mean, because of course, you know, you have people who are out there who are just in it to hit as many as you can and move on, hit it and quit it, you know, like a bumblebee from flower to flower. And there are women on there like that too. There's certain apps that were made for this, but you know, if you're not on there looking for love, like say on match.com, then what are you on there for?
That's a great question. You know, I don't know.
I thought you had the answer.
No, that's a great question. I know what I'm looking for, you know, so I make that pretty clear. If I connect with anybody, I'm like, hey, here's what I'm looking for, da-da-da, you know. But I don't understand the purpose of getting on there and then not messaging. And then what's funny is when you talk to females, right, they're like, well, you know, it's just so many messages and so
they're
it's just
women,
so much work.
They're women.
Women. Females. Same. Right? But when you talk to women about, you know, the dating apps, they talk about how it's just so many messages and so much this. And I'm just like, wow, that just sucks. All these people that want to meet you and get to know you, that's awful. What is that like? Because on the guy side, you're not getting 20, 30 messages from different people. So if you're going to be on these apps, be on there for a purpose and try to actually meet and date. So this Thursday thing could work. You know, maybe they'll call it Thirsty Thursdays, maybe.
Yeah, because there'll be some thirsty folks on there.
Yeah, some Thirsty Thursdays.
Them DMs are fire on Thursdays.
Yeah, but you look at the population of NYC, I'm curious to see like what how it works out, because there's so many people. There's a lot enough traffic there where I think you'd get a lot of responses out of that. But if it forces people to hurry up and cut the bullshit and meet, great, but I bet you're still going to have the same. People going to match. They're not going to message you, not going to respond and waste your time. So,
well, I mean, you know, so Wednesday somebody says, hey, what you doing this weekend? I don't know. Ask me tomorrow night.
Ask me tomorrow. I'll let you know Thursday what I'm doing this weekend.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having just crazy conversations?
Yeah, like this one. Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Definitely like, share, subscribe, leave a comment.
So, what made you smile this week, man? that came off a little rough. You okay over there?
Two things made me smile this week. One's professional, one's personal. Professional, my boss gave me the green light to hire 15 more recruiters. And so nice. I'm happy about that because I need some more help. So that was great that I could add that headcount. And then personally, I had my first housewarming yesterday. And I had about 10 or 12 friends that came over. And, you know, it was my first time really hosting. So, I mean, I got barbecue for it and, you know, really set up the table. Everything kind of went well, worked the way I wanted to work. Everybody had a good time. And we got hammered. Like, I think we went all as a group, went through three bottles of whiskey. I think there was Angel's Envy and then Basil Hayden. And then another one that like all
I can't tell whether
killed.
You're thinking or your eyes are just still feeling the effects of the whiskey.
Yeah, I mean, like this, it was so much fun, but it was one of those crazy nights that, you know, what I remember, we were all drinking, having a good time. And the next thing I know, I woke up in my bed at 3:30 in the morning. I'm just like, what happened?
Were you alone?
Yes, I was alone.
Was there remnants of anybody else that was there?
No. No, I even got up and I checked my, because everybody was coming through the garage. I'm like, did I close the garage door? So the garage door was closed. So obviously I walked people out. And then I went upstairs in the guest room to see if there's anybody that crashed in the extra bed I had up there. Nobody was here. So I'm like, well, I guess everything went fine. But I don't remember the last couple hours, but tells me we had a good time.
It's times like this, I really wish you had some indoor cameras, because I know that right now, if we were to look at these cameras, we'd have a hell of a time laughing at you trying to stumble around and probably eating some random shit all damn night, sitting up looking, yeah. like, get in my belly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I apparently ate a lot of barbecue because I woke up like, why do I have all this heartburn? And then, you know, someone called me and kind of caught me up to speed of the last 2 hours of the night. So, she's like, yeah, you ate three plates of barbecue. And I was like, I did. So it was a good time. But everybody had fun. So now I'm ready to host another one.
You assume everybody had a good time.
Yeah, you know, from the messages I can't remember. There's only one person I had to apologize to. Because I pulled a Terrell and just kind of said some asshole shit to somebody. So I had to like, hey, I'm sorry. Didn't mean that. So I had to do that. But other than that, I thought it was great.
It was the devil's envy that got me. I mean, the angel's envy that got me.
Blame it on the alcohol. What about you? What made you smile this week?
Well, speaking of asshole shit that people say, specifically that Terrell says. So here's the my daughter's birthday is coming up. First birthday coming up, and we're actually planning this. Okay, let me not fool you guys in this. My wife is planning all the stuff, right? But since we are married, we are planning all the stuff.
Of course.
For the first birthday party. And I just happened to mention, hey, Terrell, you know, so we're planning this first birthday party. Like, why? She's not going to remember it. And then goes, hey, don't tell your wife I said that. She's going to think I'm an asshole. I'm like, she knows you're my friend. It's okay. She already knows that.
But I mean, I'm not wrong. She's not going to remember her first birthday. So why plan all that extra stuff? But it's for the parents. It's not for the kid.
And that's the key thing. I mean, the first couple birthdays are never for the kids. They're for the parents, really and truly. It's about celebrating, getting the pictures and all that stuff. But it's not for the kids, because you're right. The kids, they don't care. You can wrap their presents, even Christmas. You can wrap their Christmas presents in brown paper bag. They'll rip it open the same as if it's as regular gift wrapping paper. So it really doesn't matter. But then when you look at the pictures and, you know, let me look back at how fun my childhood was, you know, then you can see that and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or saw I've read somewhere.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe, you know, maybe your baby is just that smart that 5 years from now, she's going to be like, hey, Dad, remember that first birthday party we had at the park? Let's do that again. I remember it was awesome. Maybe she's going to remember it. I don't know.
But, like, I remember when you guys had the whole Blue's Clues themes, had all the characters there. They were in the park. We had hamburgers and hot dogs and cake. And then, you know, we even had a cameo from Josh. And I'd be like, how the hell do you remember all that?
Yeah.
And what else do you remember? What do I need to pay you off for right now?
Yeah. Some stuff you need to delete off that hard drive of hers.
What do I need you to not tell your mama?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I think it's great when people have these parties for their kids. It's just, it's funny to me because I'm like, they're not going to remember that. Similar like when people take small children to Disney World, you know, I'm like, okay, they're two. They're not going to remember any of that. You know, they're not going to really enjoy that. That's a waste of your time, in my opinion. But people want
not
to do
just,
it.
Well, not just time, because it's time. You go, you have fun. But at the same time, I think money, because you're going to spend a lot of money on someone that's not going to remember it. Especially if they're 1, 2, or 3 years old. They're not going to remember it. Are they going to have fun? They would have just as much fun at home, right?
Yeah.
And not saying that you don't take your kids anywhere. I'm just saying that at the same time, it's like we talked about this from the very beginning. Like, all right, what about trips? Well, first of all, long trips with small kids are going to be a chore anyway, right? So wait for till they can really enjoy it. So wait till she can really enjoy it before taking these long trips or doing any of these things like that. So that's our train of thought, is waiting until she's able to fully enjoy it. Because, yeah, you're not going to remember everything from your childhood. You don't remember everything from your childhood. I don't remember everything from my childhood. But at least you'll be able to enjoy it, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I hope it's fun. You know, I hope you guys have a good time. Mm-hmm. I guess my invite's in the mail.
Yeah, it's in the mail. It's in the mail. It definitely is.
I'll be there. I got to figure out what the hell Blue's Clues is, and then, you know, pick out an outfit.
Look, somebody whose invite is definitely not in the mail is your buddy, as we get into politics as usual, Ted Cruz. And, you know, I think of it like, okay, there's going to be a week when there's no Ted Cruz news, but apparently there is this week, right?
Yeah, there's always something that this clown does. And so during Biden's speech the other day, you know, there's video of Ted Cruz falling asleep during the speech, which I just find hilarious. Maybe he's just tired from all those Cancun trips that he took and just need to take a little nap. Maybe that's it, because, you know, I'm still on my mission that, you know, we need to vote Ted Cruz out. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that this resonates with a lot of the listeners that we have. And if there's anybody that disagrees and wants to talk on the positive why we should keep Ted Cruz, definitely comment, or we'll invite you to the show. We'll have that debate. But Ted Cruz just needs to go. Ever since he did that whole lying about, you know, going to Cancun for his girls when we had the snowpocalypse. And again, I don't care that he went to Cancun. I think that's fine. I just don't like the fact that he just lies about it. And so all politicians lie. I get it. But I think we're at a time that Texas needs somebody different than Ted Cruz. So hopefully we all vote him out.
And again, as always, I love the fact that you keep doing this and keep encouraging people and, you know, getting your grassroots initiative going, you know, being a community organizer.
Hey, community organizers can do big things in this world, you know, if history has taught us anything.
As I said, Texas is going to Texas, a.k.a. Texas is going to Florida, and reform into Flexus, and therefore Ted Cruz will be back in the Senate at the next election. What's that, next year, right?
Yeah, we shall see. I have faith. I have faith.
Well, you know, so something that popped up over the last week, which is interesting because you had some Republican doctors, right? These doctors that are members of Congress, and they are Republican. They are Senators Roger Marshall from Kansas, John Barrasso from Wyoming, and John Boozman from Arkansas. What a name. But they are out there, and they've shot these videos promoting the COVID-19 vaccine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, promoting that people should take the vaccine. One of the things they said in there was, you know, we can throw away our mask and live life as free as we did before. So that's what it means to get the shot. So encouraging people to do it. But they were also praising the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed for speeding up the FDA's approval process for the vaccine. So, you know, of course, while they're going about this from the medical standpoint, yet they've still got to throw the party politics in there and ignore what Biden has done so far. And instead of saying, do what this many other million Americans have done and, you know, make sure you go back for the second dose, they're going, and yes, we make sure we do praise President Trump. And you know why? Because they're trying to secure their way back into the into office when the election's up again. So,
yeah, of course, they still want to cater to his base. Mm-hmm. So that's going to happen. You know, me as a voter and listener, I don't give a shit. I'm like, great, go get the vaccine. that's to me, that's important. Encourage people to go get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Great, I don't care what Warp Speed did or what Biden's doing. Just go get the vaccine. But of course, they're going to play party politics because that's just what they do. Similar to Democrat politicians, they're going to praise every single thing Joe Biden does and make Joe Biden look like, you know, Jesus, right? Just like the Republicans are going to praise Trump for everything that he did, you know, while in office. So I personally don't care. Just go get the damn shot.
So you had a house full of people yesterday. Well, not a house full, but you had a number of people over yesterday. And I saw your post saying everybody was vaxxed.
Yep.
And I was hoping that wasn't just a typo and it meant everybody was waxed. And I'm like, what does that have to do with the barbecue? But hey, what the hell's going on over at Terrell's house, damn it?
Some freaky stuff.
Apparently. It's the bunny ranch.
Yeah.
Part two. But do you have friends who are like, yeah, I'm not getting the vaccine?
I have some that you know, still are have their reservations. Some of them are concerned about the side effects other people have been getting. Yeah, there are some, but I'm just like, go get the vaccine. You know, right. It makes sense. All the friends I had over last night, everybody was vaccinated. And it was great because then you just felt comfortable being around everybody. I think as you still go out to the stores, you got to wear the masks, you know, out in public. And even though we're all vaccinated, you still got to wear a mask to get in buildings. So I don't mind doing that. But it just felt good to be able to be around friends that you knew everybody is good. Everybody's been vaccinated. We can hang out and give each other a hug and sit in close proximity and have conversations where we haven't been able to do that. And some of these friends I've not seen since the pandemic started. I've not seen in person in over a year, and they've lived, you know, 30 minutes away. So
right.
You got some. I mean, I it's funny on these, speaking of dating apps earlier, you know, I was swiping through on Bumble, and there are some of these people that are like, you know, only unvaccinated people, or, you know, if you're wearing masks and all that stuff, swipe left. Because there's some people that still think it's just, you know, a hoax, or whatever. And they don't want to date people who have either been vaccinated or wear masks. And I'm just like, this is so interesting. And of course, I swiped left on those people. So I don't want to date you, damn hippies.
I'm just trying to understand the people who are like, well, you know, you don't know what you're putting in your body. Do you eat fast food? Because you don't know what you're putting in your body.
True. True.
Do you eat food from the grocery store? You don't know what you're... What the hell is yellow number 5? What the hell is red 20 or red 30 or whatever the hell number it is? Because they got 400 numbers of red. And what is it really? Because if they put the real chemical name, we'd be like, what the hell is this? So at some point, you've got to kind of just, you know... Is it for the greater good? And I get it. Now, we don't all want to be sheep. Yeah, but y'all also don't want all be stupid.
Yeah, I mean, like, you do you. If you don't want to take the shot, you know, that's fine. But then if you get COVID and you get real sick, I won't feel any sympathy for you. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, you're able to recover on your own and not have to have a ventilator or be in the hospital because you chose to be a dumbass. So I think that's the risk you take, right? Like, I don't take flu shots. I don't believe in taking a flu shot.
Okay, so I was about to say the same thing, right? Because here's the thing, and let's backpedal a little bit on the name calling. I just call them stupid. You call them dumbasses. Let's backpedal on that because there are people who would probably say the same thing about us about not taking the flu shot, right? But it's your choice to not take the flu shot. My choice. I've never taken a flu shot. Why? Because if I don't have to go get a damn needle stuck in my arm, I'm not getting a needle stuck in my damn arm. It's not happening. Okay, so I don't take it. However, That's my choice. So if I catch the flu one year, I know, oh, well, shit, maybe have I taken the flu shot, I wouldn't have gotten it. Lucky me, I haven't. But you don't see me going about people who got the flu shot like, oh, you fucking sheep. you pansies. You know, so that's what I think. That's why we're so quick to call them names back, because they start with a name calling. Oh, you're a snowflake. Who's the real snowflake? I mean, it's the same shit going back and forth. And at some point, do we turn the other cheek, or we just go ahead and just let those colorful names fly?
I think, you know, you let them fly, because I think there's a huge difference between a vaccine that mm-hmm. took out a large part of the world population in a year mm-hmm. compared yeah. to the average flu shot. You know, I've had the flu once. I think I was like 20. I was like 20, 21 years old, and I had the mm-hmm. flu. So that's what, 25 years ago? Never got a flu shot and haven't got the flu since. You know, right. But that's not the same as what happened with COVID-19 and how fast it spread. So
right.
I think the people that are thinking it's a conspiracy, or, you know, they're going to put some type of government tracker, you know, in you and all that stuff is dumb, because you already walk around with a tracker. You know,
I'm about to say your phone.
Your phone.
Your social media.
Yeah. Your phone is trackable.
Social media. And you're so, tracking yourself.
These people that want to stay off the grid and all that, I just think it's just dumb. And so you're going to have to let them, you know, live their life. And like I said, hopefully they don't get sick and get COVID mm-hmm. or give it to someone else. That's all we can hope for. But if they do get it, I don't feel bad for them. When you could have got the shot.
Yep. No, facts. Well, you know, a lot of interesting things over the weekend as we pivot to, for the love of sports, the NFL draft. And I'm just, I just pulled this up and I was like, oh my God, I didn't notice that. Because usually I'm so much more into the draft as it goes further along. And I don't know why, I was just out of it this year. After the first one, I was like, okay, whatever. How do you feel about the Saints draft? Oh, this sounds great. Sounds
I have
like
to
you're
see.
Totally excited.
I have to see, because, you know, I'm still concerned about our quarterback situation. And then we picked up, you know, one of your quarterbacks from Notre Dame.
I literally just saw this. That's yeah, that's why you see me smiling. At this, I literally pulled it up and I see, because Ian Book, and I will say this. I like Ian Book. I think he has some deficiencies in ball placement. He makes great plays, but he was too quick to pull the ball down and run, right? So he had what I like to call the Kaepernick syndrome, too quick to pull the ball down and run. I mean, he can throw the ball well, but he's also slightly undersized, and he really strains to throw the ball and get it out there on the side. So I think, I don't know. I don't see him as the future of the New Orleans Saints, but
yeah.
Who knows? I could be wrong. And he's definitely not going to start anytime soon, so he'll probably be on the bench for a year or two, and then may get a chance. And who knows? He may be able to do better then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we shall see. Because, you know, I'm still not sold on Jameis Winston at all, but I do like that we picked up a wide receiver. We needed that because we lost Emmanuel Sanders. So I don't know. You know, we'll have to see. I'm still just overall concerned about our season. I just got to see how Taysom does with leading the offense. So who's overall for the draft, it's good. And I was surprised how far back Justin Fields got picked up. I thought he would have been, you know, I thought Trevor Lawrence would have been number one. Justin Fields would have been number two. But I think he was like 11th round or something.
No, Justin Fields wasn't that far back.
How far was he?
I want to say he went to Chicago, didn't he? Yeah, he went to Chicago.
Yes,
they picked him
I believe.
Up. They picked him up in the, let's see, hold on, as I'm checking here just to make sure. I want to say it was still in the first round.
Was it?
I want to say, yeah, let me double check here just to make sure. Draft, okay, let's see here. So let's go to the draft and look at the Chicago Bears. And looking at this, you see, this is what happens when you don't have a damn producer, right? We don't have a producer. We're our own producer, so this is what happens with us. we just got... Yeah, because they traded up to get him, and they got him... let's see.
Was it 11th in the first round?
Yeah, they picked him up at number 11. He wasn't in the 11th round because there's no such thing as the 11th round. They picked him up at number
11. 11th pick.
I
thought he'd have been in the top five. I thought he would have been in the top five picks, but so he got picked at number 11. And I'm curious to see how he's going to do compared to Trevor Lawrence. But Jacksonville and not the Jets, I know he's happy about that.
So two things there. I don't think it's a fair comparison, Justin Fields to Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, and I've never been a big Trevor Lawrence fan just because of when they brought him in. Same reason I wasn't a Tim Tebow fan. When they bring in, even though I will say Trevor Lawrence is probably better reason to start him over the other guy. But the other guy was winning, so it didn't make any sense. And tell you how good Trevor Lawrence is, I don't even remember the other guy's name. But Trevor Lawrence never lost a regular season game in high school or college. I think he lost two games in college. They were in the playoffs and a national championship game. So, you know, he's lost against the best competition, the people who ended up winning total overall. He's going to be good. If the 49ers could have gotten Trevor Lawrence, I'd have been like, hell yeah. We know we got our quarterback for the next 15, 20 years, right? But I go, Trevor Lawrence, I think he'll be fine. Jacksonville has a lot of weapons. They just didn't have the right quarterback there. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do. I know they've got Urban Meyer, so that's going to be interesting to see how that kind of translates as well. So I think he has a better chance, Trevor Lawrence has a better chance in Jacksonville than Justin Fields does in Chicago, because Chicago is still in a tough division regardless. So I think they've got some stuff to do there.
Yeah, because, I mean, Jacksonville really hasn't been bad. They just needed a much better quarterback. Yeah. And so now that they have Trevor Lawrence, and he's a winner, you know, so I want to see what he can do. But it'll be exciting to be able to just look at what's going to happen in the NFL. Still worried about my Saints. How you feeling about the Niners, though?
So the Niners, I feel good about. Let me say this before I move to the Niners, just on Trevor Lawrence. I never realized how good his ball placement was till they started showing his highlights, right? Because, you know, when you look at somebody like Tua Tagovailoa, when he threw the ball, I was just like, yeah, but his receivers went to go get it. Mac Jones, when they talk about Mac Jones and why he wasn't that big of a draft pick, because he fell all the way to near the end of the, further down. And they're like, well, his accuracy is off, right? Because his receivers went to go get the ball. Trevor Lawrence put the ball like literally over the fingertips of defenders. And I just think that's why I think he's going to have an amazing career if he can keep that up. Now, if his offensive line gets weak and then the D-line of the NFL gets to him, it's going to be a different story. Now, to that point, of course, I would have wanted Trevor Lawrence as our quarterback. However, they were saying it was going to be probably Mac Jones or possibly Justin Fields. Justin Fields was the thought that we were going to pick him up. And I was kind of iffy on that, because when Justin Fields was up against tough competition, and he's another one of these quarterbacks that you've seen throw the ball deep, but was he really accurate all the time? Or just because his receivers were like 15 yards ahead of the defenders, so they were able to adjust and move towards the ball while Trevor Lawrence threw that ball on a dime. There's a big difference between the two. Now, I've never seen Trey Lance play quarterback, and he played in Division II. But we've seen Division II quarterbacks do well in the NFL as well, too. Remember, what's his name? Joe Flacco came from Delaware State, Division II. So it'll be interesting to see. The good thing about Trey Lance is that he doesn't have to start right away. And obviously, there's something about this guy who's only started 17 games that they said, that's the guy we're going to trade up, give away the next first-round picks for the next couple of years, and go get this guy. Because you had to know who you're going to get if you're going to trade all that in. Right? There's no reason to give away all that to move up without knowing who you're going to take. So if that's the guy, I'm interested to see what it is. I'm going to trust in my team and go, they knew what they were looking for. And they go, this guy's a project. He's got all the intangibles and he's got the physical strengths. We need to teach him how to actually, the physical attributes. And we just need to teach him how to be a little bit more accurate. And if he's willing to learn, then that's the key. And I think I'm excited about it. I think we picked up some running backs, especially a guy out of Sermon out of Ohio State. We picked up a cornerback. We picked up some offensive linemen, which we did need because as they got hurt, we know we needed some replacements. That's basically what was killing us last year, besides all the other injuries. But yeah, so I'm excited about what we did. I think we just shored up our line. We've set our depth chart, and we're going to be good. We needed to work on our secondary, and we did as well, too. So I'm excited for that.
Well, good. I mean, it's gonna be a good year. And you guys had a ton of injuries. I mean, y'all's season was ruined like after like week four.
Yeah. Would you like to make place a bet now as to who's gonna have the better season?
You know, I always will bet on my team. So yeah, let's do it.
Oh, you really will, even with Jameis Winston as your quarterback, huh?
No, Taysom Hill is my quarterback. Jameis Winston's my backup.
Is that really how they're going with it?
Yeah, Taysom Hill's going to be the starter.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Going to bench the black guy, huh? Okay, I got you.
Yeah, damn right.
Sorry, I just had to throw a little race in there for you.
Yeah, I haven't been a Winston fan even when he was in college. I'm just like, ugh.
It must have been the crab legs, huh? Had he stolen some crawfish, you'd have been fine with it.
Yeah, he just makes bad decisions. And so I just wasn't a fan of his. And then even when he was at Tampa Bay, you know, watching him struggle there, I'm like, So I'm happy to see what happens with Taysom Hill. So, yes, I think Saints will have a better season than the 49ers this year.
Okay. What are we betting? Do we want to go ahead and take some time, see what the bet should be, give people a chance to give their input as to what the bet should be as to who has the better season?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. So, you know, comment, let us know who's going to have what the bet should be, not who's going to have the better season. You don't have to tell Terrell I'm right. You don't want him to feel too bad and back out of this immediately. So just go ahead and say what it is he'll lose, what's up for grabs if when my 49ers have a better season than the New Orleans Saints. So,
Okay. Yeah. I'll let you talk shit. I let our record speak for itself. But I'll let you talk your trash.
Your record will speak for itself how? The last time we met in the playoffs, what happened?
Yeah, we lost.
Okay, I just want to make sure you remember this time. Because the last time we had this discussion, you were like, No, we didn't.
Yeah, we lost. Okay, so yeah, you won.
Okay, I'm glad to see you got past that bullshit. That's good. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah. So no, I'm totally over that. But in the regular season, I think we won. But go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, we didn't have a team. You know, we were hurt.
Like now the said, excuses. Now the excuses.
No, there's no excuses. Our team was hurt after week four. What you said.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they had a vaginitis season.
Okay, remember this. Mark this day. Hey, speaking of this bullshit, man. So, do you know who the City Girls are?
No.
So the City Girls are this rap group, out of a hip hop group out of Atlanta, out of Florida, really, and they think of a new age Trina, but two people, right?
Okay.
So that's the lyrics. So they're on this podcast the other day, and they were asked, because, you know, they've always been on this big thing. If you don't make this amount of money, don't even bother talking to me. If you're not spending the money, don't talk to me. And they were talking about the fact like, oh, yeah, well, guys are sending jets for them to come see them and stuff like that. And just how much money is being spent. Like one of them was saying her man spent $50,000 on their first date on furniture for her. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So one of the hosts is like, Justin LaBoy asked her, he's like, all right, so what if you're dating a guy and he's doing everything for you, buying all the stuff you want, and, you know, he treats you really good, and then it's time to get down with the get down and come to find out he's got a little pee-pee, what are you going to do? And she says,
he's blowing the bag.
Listen, he just got the shrimp that she blowing the bag. Good loyal. Shit just not where it need to be sexually.
What I'm going to do?
Do not lie, God is watching.
Like, it's the first day?
No, y'all been vibing. He treating you like a queen, spoiling. He might have put you on them jets you talk about. And you find out he had the shrimp at the end.
I'm a cheat.
Yeah, well, you know, you want a sugar daddy, which to me, that makes you more of a prostitute than a girlfriend, right? Straight up, if that's the goal to go on a date with you, I got to spend $50,000 on furniture to get you to say yes, that's a prostitute, in my opinion. And so if that's what you're doing, great. You want to be an escort? Do that. But shame on those dudes for being that stupid. Now, the other thing is guys that have a lot of money, they get that shit. Like, they know that this girl wouldn't be interested in them unless they didn't have a whole lot of money. So they would totally do that. But, you know, for her to openly say that, you know, if you have a little dick, I would cheat on you. That's just, I find that hilarious. But you would still stay in the relationship so you can get all the benefits of the goodies. But then you're going to go cheat just to get some bigger dick. I just find that weird. Why not just find a guy who has money and a bigger dick? That way it's a win-win. Instead of, like, you know, making this dude look like an idiot. Because he's going to find out eventually that you've been cheating on him. And you're only doing it for the money. So I don't know, man. I think it's crazy. If I had a lot of money, I'd make sure that whoever I'm dating, I wouldn't go after those type of girls. Like, I'm just not interested in people that are super materialistic. And you could just tell by some of them, like, okay, you're one of those high maintenance, you're going to want this guy to do this and take you on boats and all that bullshit. I'm not doing that. I like a strong, independent woman that has her own thing. I don't want somebody that wants me to buy everything for them. And that's their only reason that they're dating me, is because of what I can provide. I think that's weak.
You'd rather she pull up in her own boat.
Yeah, have your own shit. You know, be your own woman. Whatever you're doing, you know, whether you have a job or not, whatever you're doing, you have your own thing. But if you're only going to date a guy because of what he can provide for you, and that's your and you're even openly talking about it, to me, you are a prostitute or an escort.
But okay, so but here's the thing about that, and because I think that's a little harsh in saying that.
How's that harsh?
You just call these people. Look, I mean, because even Sweeney's saying, if you ain't six figure, don't holler at me, right? But we tell people to have standards. And if you tell somebody to have standards, and if the standard that they're going by is financial status, is that really being a prostitute for that? Or is it more so just, and again, it's because she said, yeah, buy me all the stuff, but if you got a little dick, I'm a cheat. But I just think it's, if we tell people to have standards, we tell women to have standards, we tell guys to have standards, have the standards that you want, know what you want. And if that's what you want, just like, we talk about people who say, oh, well, I only date red bones or yellow bones. And like, yeah, I would go, you're racist against your own people. You don't even like your own people, especially if you're dark skinned, you don't want to date. And you're like, no, that's a preference. So if this is a preference for them, how is that wrong? Why are you calling them prostitutes?
Okay. So it's one thing to say, I want to have a man that has a career, and I, you know, only date people that make six figures. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But from what I heard in the interview, she said that, you know, these guys got to, like, do all this stuff. You got to fly me here. You got to spend this amount of money on me if you're going to get me to go out with you. That is a prostitute. If you would only go out with me because I'm about to spend a whole lot of money on you, and that's your only reason for saying that you're going to go out, not so much because you like me or want to get to know me, but I have to spend thousands of dollars just to be able to see you on a date, it's a prostitute.
Escort. See, that's why you need to watch it. You need to really watch one of these TV shows that I watch. Like, what's it? Marrying Millions, Marrying a Millionaire. I forget what the hell the name of the damn show is. But so there's this guy who is a millionaire dating this girl, and he won't spend money on her at all. Like, he's just like, yeah, well, they go out to eat dinner in this expensive restaurant, and when the waiter comes, he's like, yeah, separate checks. She's like, well, had you told me that, I'd order the damn salad.
Yeah. Well, but I just think that's just a jacked up. It's a jacked up thing, and I think there really are women out there that have that mindset. That they're only going after or going out with this guy because of what he can afford. And I think it's sad that you would settle, right? And I find that, in my opinion, I think women settle more so than men. They'll get with a guy because of the stability he brings and all that, but there's other aspects that might not be great. Sex might not be great, but at least he provides this. So they just wind up suffering through it. And I couldn't imagine being married and unhappy, but there are some people that's what they're choosing to do. Or they're staying together because they have kids. And so once the kids graduate, then we'll work it out, which means 10 years, you're going to suffer through this marriage. You know, I just find that I couldn't imagine doing that. But I know some people do that and they have to. But for someone to say that I'd only go out with this person because they make this kind of money and they have to spend this kind of money on me, I think that's trifling. I call them escorts. Same for dudes. There are dudes out there who, you know, expect women to buy him all this shit. And if you do that, well, that's on you. That's your bad. Like, anytime a woman's like, you know, this guy, he's, you know, because of money I'm making, I spent all this and I did all this and he still cheated. I'm like, why'd you do all that shit? You know, that's why the benefit of looking for somebody that, for me, you have your thing, I have my thing, and that way we can be a partner with each other and help each other financially if we need to. But I'm not looking for somebody who's rich or has this that they can, because it's something they can give me. I want someone to have just their own career. But you got some guys who are like wealthy that they don't give a shit. They just want to, you know, some pretty arm candy and they'll pay for it. So it's what it is.
Yeah, we could, I mean, I get what you're saying. I feel you. You know.
Yeah, still escort. Totally would call. I'd say it to her face. Oh, so you're an escort? No, I'm not. I'm a high class. No, you're not.
She's got money too, though. That's the whole thing. It's not like she doesn't have money. But I mean, I get you now, because the one thing they always talk about a lot is the whether it's the Birkin bags or the Chanel or the, you know, all the purses that guys buy them. And yeah, I've never been a fan of people who are just big on, well, you got to buy me this gift or that gift. So I get why you would say that, but I think that's still a little harsh.
Well, it's harsh, but it's reality, you know. I don't care, and like I've never bought somebody purses
you
and all that
like
stuff.
20-year-old Terrell.
And if somebody said I had to do that, I'd be like, no, I don't. I don't have to do anything but stay black and die. That's it. I don't have to buy you a purse. And if that's what your expectation for me to go on a date with you is, I got to buy you a purse. Well, get out of here. I'm not going to date you at all. I don't mind taking you to a nice restaurant, but. From what these girls were talking about in that interview, I'm like, that's just ridiculous that you even have money and you're saying that some guy has to, you know, get personal jets and all that stuff. And then why are you telling all your business? Like, I just don't get it. Like these entertainers that get out there and just tell all their shit, you know, I just find that funny.
Hey, fake it for the gram. And by the way, it should be breathe or die, because if you don't do one, the other's going to come naturally, because Michael Jackson and Vibes Cartel both proved that you don't have to stay black, you can actually bleach.
I just love saying that. That's a shout out to Morgan Freeman and Lean on Me.
And to your point, I will say this. I always hated when we were in the club, because it doesn't have to be about the big expensive purses or the jets or all that, you know, $50,000 in furniture. I just remember in the club and someone like, hey, you going to buy me a drink? Well, I was until you asked. Like, let me offer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm so glad I don't go to bars and clubs anymore. But, you know, I don't do that. Now, I used to, you know, back in the day when I was going to clubs, if there was a girl that I really liked and she had her group of friends, I would say, hey, do y'all want to go get breakfast? My treat. Because I knew she would be able, she wouldn't leave her friends and go by herself. And so then I get on her friend's side because I bought breakfast for him. She's like, oh, he's nice. And yeah. So let me get my Mac on, you know, so I've done that and that's worked. But other than that, I'm just not buying drinks or giving shit away just because.
Something that popped up last week it's 10 years old, right? But TikTok will make shit new and viral again. And pretty much took a clip of Steve Harvey when he did this interview with CNN's Frederica. I forget her, Frederica's last name, but she did an interview with him about his book. And he was saying that men and women can't be friends.
Mm. All of my friends are men. I don't have female friends. I don't. I'm incapable of that.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, because, you know, come on.
Because you have a wife.
Well, I have a wife, and I don't really have female friends because, look, okay, let's get rid of this myth right here.
I want to know why.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Let's get rid of this right here. You're an attractive woman. There's some guy somewhere saying, yeah, we're friends. No, that's not true. He's your friend only because you have made it absolutely clear that nothing else is happening except this friendship we have. We remain your friends in hopes that one day there'll be a crack in the door, a chink in the armor, and trust and believe that guy that you think is just your buddy, he will slide in that crack the moment he gets the opportunity.
Because we're guys. And you think men think this way?
99.9% of us think that way.
No. First off, I think, like, Steve Harvey... it's annoying to me because ever since he came out with that think like a man stuff and I hear him giving advice to women, I think, you know, when it comes to dating advice, women shouldn't take advice from somebody they wouldn't sleep with. If you wouldn't fuck Steve Harvey, don't listen to him, you know? And so I just find it interesting that people really take what he says seriously, but he's wrong. You totally can be friends with women. Yep. I have friends that I've only been friends with. There's been no sexual interest there. Do I have any friends that if I had the opportunity to date them, would I? Sure. You know, but right now we're just friends, you know, but I don't look at every single girl like, you know, well, we can't be friends unless we're sleeping together or something. That's just stupid. Yeah, it's just stupid. And if anybody follows that logic or believes that, I think it's crazy.
Well, so one thing I've always said was that men and women can't be friends until the attraction has been settled, right? And I say that because at one point or another, and it doesn't mean immediately, at some point or another, one or the other is going to find the other person attractive, something about them attractive, right? And it doesn't mean that they want to move on it. It just means they find it attractive. Oh, I'm already in this zone. That's not going to happen. Boom. Or, yeah, they're attractive, but it's not something we're going to pursue. Either way, it's going to happen. And it may not be you. You go, I've never been attracted to this female friend that I have, this girlfriend that I had for the longest time, right? But at some point, she may have thought of that and then go, nah. And it may be just a fleeting thought. But somewhere along the line, that thought happens either on both sides or one side or the other. And I always feel like that's always been there and it's going to happen. It doesn't mean anything happens or anything becomes of it. But yes, men and women can surely be friends. I mean, you can be friends with people that you have had relationships with or that you haven't had relationships with and know you'll never have relationships with. Or like you said, people that you're like, all right, well, I'm going to sit here and wait like Richard Lawson did. He's now married to Beyonce's mom. Mm-hmm. And in an anniversary post, he said he remembered first meeting her when she was pregnant with Beyonce and how attractive she was. And he was in love with her since then. Now, they were both married at the time because, of course, she was married to Beyonce's dad, pregnant with Beyonce. And they go through all this time. Finally, Matthew Knowles fucks up enough that Tina leaves him. Now Tina and Richard are married, and it's Tina Lawson now, and now he's professing his love. And let no, hey, I've loved you forever, and I get that.
Right.
and some people are saying, "Well, damn, he was been lurking in the wings this whole time."
Yeah, but you know, an opportunity came up. He's always been interested in her, but he respected the marriage. They weren't, you know, he wasn't like a side dude or wasn't cheating, and so she got divorced. Now she's single again. Oh. Hey, I've always been interested in you, right? So I think that's okay that happens. There's nothing wrong with having a friend that's kind of lurking in the wings. You could have it. You could have a female friend that's just hoping things might change in your relationship status. And then as soon as it does, she's going to hit you up in the DMs. You know, hey, I've always been interested in you. And that could happen.
Friends with both Matthew and Tina. He wasn't just friends with Tina. He was friends with Matthew and Tina.
Yeah, correct. What's wrong with that? They divorced.
So you get married, one of your friends, and you get divorced, and one of your friends now starts to hook up with your ex-wife. You're fine with that?
We're not together. I can't make that happen. We're not together.
Let's just make this very clear. Let's just make this very clear right here. I will hunt you down. Let's make this very clear right here. I will hunt you down. I'm just letting it be known.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're in a relationship and it ends, you can't control who that person dates. You got to let that shit go. You know, if you were that worried about who she dates, you wouldn't have divorced. Or you wouldn't have broke up. So you can't break up with somebody and be like, you can date everybody except this person, this person, this person. So I wouldn't go after my friend's wife, you know, right. Or ex-wife or ex-girlfriend. I wouldn't do that.
Now, what if she came to you?
Well, you know, that's a bit different. Because then I might say, hey, if I'm interested, I might say, hey, I'd call my friend and be like, hey, are you cool with this? You know, if he's not cool with it, then I wouldn't do it. Like, are we close friends, best friends, just acquaintances? But out of respect, I'd say, hey.
So the
hey,
level
like,
of friendship.
Yeah,
that.
Out of respect, I'd be like, hey, man, you know, she reached out. You know, we had lunch. I kind of would like to pursue
and
that.
Then,
are you cool with that?
And then we had lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like, after we've already hooked up. Hey, so I've been sleeping with your ex for about a couple months, and we want to see where this goes. Are you cool with that? No, but I would totally ask.
I seen you driving by and thought, I saw you kind of slow down, like you may have thought it was her car. I just want you to know it was.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we'd have to see, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You can have friends that are the opposite sex and there's nothing romantically there. You could have friends of the opposite sex and you maybe you've just never discussed it. They're both attracted or you're attracted to each other, but y'all just haven't had that conversation about, hey, would you want to date? So it could happen. I don't see anything wrong with that, but I do think you can have friends that are of the opposite sex and there's nothing wrong there. Nothing's going to happen. You don't have to worry about the attraction issue or have we slept together. None of that's going to be an issue, unlike what Steve Harvey had to say. Unfortunately, they pulled something from 10 years ago, which is the other problem that I have with this. But again, listening to Steve Harvey, about dating advice, it's just the stupid.
But then, and I think it says more about him and about men who think like him that says that it does about relationships between men and women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't be friends with a woman, then really, what is it about you that that's on you? I think more so than the state of the world. Because yes, men and women can be friends. Understand that at some point there's been some sort of attraction. As long as boundaries have been set, everything's fine. I think so.
Yeah, I mean, that says something about him. If he can't be friends with women because he's worried about sleeping with folks, well, maybe you should lay on the couch and talk to some professionals about that, Steve.
Well, his track record proves it as he's gone from one wife to the next. He's usually cheating with the next wife on the first wife or the previous wife. So, I mean, his track record, again, probably was friends with.
Yeah.
He's like, so let me tell you about me and why you shouldn't be friends. This is why my wife won't let me be friends with anybody.
That's the Mike Pence approach, right? I don't have any female friends. I don't go to any places with other women without my wife in the room. Because maybe Mike doesn't trust himself. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, and if you know that about yourself, then so be it.
Yeah, at least you own it.
Again, I think it says a lot more about you than it does about anybody else.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, man. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
What you sipping on today, dear brother?
Water. trying to hydrate. Trying to hydrate after all the whiskey that we drank yesterday.
Well, I'm sipping on some Woodford Reserve.
Nice. Good choice.
Yep. They didn't have my Four Roses small batch when I went in the store, so went with good old trusty dusty Woodford Reserve instead. And they didn't have the regular bullet bourbon. They had a bullet bourbon on rye.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't feel like drinking gasoline, so.
You don't like the rye?
Yeah, no, that's gasoline. I put that in my car if I run out of gas.
All right. I like the rye.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Remember to follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes. Send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit, and we'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.